Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis Amar Rab Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Yaakov Nechemya Ben Rivka. So we're moving along in Perikid Hanasha. Believe it or not, we're holding at the very last daf of this very epic Perik. And as the previous daf discussed, not so much the laws of Gid Hanasha, but rather laws related to Eivir Min HaChai, the topic of today's daf again is going to be Eivir Min HaChai. And as we're going to see, today's daf, just the daf itself, just the Shakla V'Tarya of the Gemara is very, very Yisodi, very, very Lomdish. We will be'ezras Hashem do what we do, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan said, it says in the Torah, Lo Yisoychal HaNefesh Im HaBasar, a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. We learn from that pasuk, Ze Eivir Min HaChai, that one is not allowed to eat Eivir Min HaChai. The nefesh of this pasuk means any aver that was separated from the animal while it was alive. Rashi says that why is it that aver menachai would be referred to in the Torah as nefesh? Says Rashi, just like the nefesh of a person doesn't regenerate until tchias amesim, so too an aver that is pirish menachai has no ability to regenerate. So there's some commonality between an aver menachai and a nefesh. That's why the Torah describes it as a nefesh. But the bottom line, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Loisoichal nefesh ma'basa." This is the azar in the Torah for aver menachai. When it says in Parshas Mishpatim, Ubasa Basal the Trefa Loisoichelu, that's coming to teach me two additional lavet. Number one, Zeh basa menachai. Not Eivir Menachai, but Basar Menachai. Same concept, just not the Eivir, rather the Basar. Ubasar Menachai, additionally, it's coming to teach me the halacha that one is not allowed to eat Basar of a Behema Treif. Rashi says that how do you see both of these Azaras in this Pasuk? So Rashi says you have to read the pasuk as follows: Ubasar basada loy seichelu, and ubasar treifa loy seichelu. Ubasar basada loy seichelu means if you find basar that somehow was removed from an animal that's alive, loy seichelu. Basar menachai. Ubasar treifa loy seichelu. That's is the treifa. By the way, if this memory of Rabbi Yochanan sounds familiar, it's because we spoke about it. Barichos, recently. In the raid, in fact, the Targum Unkelus on the pasuk Ubasa Basada Treifa Loisechelu teaches not Issa Treifa, not Perikelu Treifas, but rather Rabbi Yochanan's other pirish in this pasuk, and that is it's referring to the halacha of Basa Menachai. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Loisechel Nefesh Ma'Basa, that's in Parshas Re'eh, that's the makar to Eivir Menachai. Ubasa Basada Treifa Loisechelu is the makar to Basa Menachai. It's also the makar to the Issa of Treifa. Shnun Ben Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says when it says Loisechel Nefesh Ma'Basa, Ze Eivir Menachai. Not only does it teach me Eivir Menachai, it teaches me Basar Menachai as well. And when it says Ubasa Basada Treifa Loisechelu, Zeh Basar Min HaTreifa, that's coming to teach me the halacha of Basar Treifa. So according to Rish Lakish, Eivir Menachai and Basar Menachai, I learned out from Loisechel HaNefesh HaBasar. What's Ubasa Basada Treifa Loisechelu teaching me? Only Basar Min HaTreifa. So we have a Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish in terms of what the Mekoiris are to Eivir Menachai, Basar Menachai, and Basar Treifa. Everybody agrees they're all aser. Everybody agrees that they're all aser. Beloisase. What the source to these respective isurim are, that's been machloikis shnuya. According to Rabbi Yochanan, loisoich la nefesh ma'basar is eva menachai. Ubasa basada treifa loisoichelu is basa menachai and basa treifa. According to Rish Lakish, loisoich la nefesh ma'basar is eva menachai and basa menachai. Ubasa basada treifa loisoichelu is teaching me basa menachai. If you think about it, everybody agrees that lo yisoich la nefesh ma'basar is eiver menachai. Everybody agrees ubasa basada treifa lo yisoich elu is basar treifa. The machlokes is what's the makar to basa menachai. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's learned out from ubasa basada treifa lo yisoich elu. There are two lavin that are learned out from that pasuk. According to Rish Lakish, it's learned out from lo yisoich la nefesh ma'basar. There are two lavin that are learned out from that pasuk. Based on that, the Gemara has a little bit of fun, a little bit of arithmetic. Achal eiver menachai ubasa menachai. What would be if somebody ate eiver menachai and he also ate basa menachai? The Rabbi Yochanan chayiv shtayim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he would be chayiv Malchus twice. Why? Because he was over to laven. For Eivir Menachai, he was over loy soichel anefesh ma'basar, and for basa menachai, he was over basa basar the treif loy seil. shouldn't ben lakish any chayiv alachas. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, he would only be chayiv one. And the reason is because according to Reish Lakish, say evim menachay and say basim menachay. I learned out from the same pasuk loisaychal anefesh and my basim. Ach, basim menachay u basim menatreifa. What would be if somebody ate basim menachay and basim treifa? The Reb Shimon ben Lakish chayiv shtayim. According to Reish Lakish, would be chayiv two. Because basim menachay is loisaychal anefesh and my basar and basim treifa uza basim basar the treifa loisaychal. The Reb Yochanan ain't chayiv alachas. Whereas according to Reb Yochanan, only be chayiv one. Because according to and say basa menachai and say basa treifa. I learned out from the same pasuk. Which pasuk? Ubasa basa the treifa loy soichelu gishmak. Says the Gemara. Achal eva menachai ubasa menatreifa. What would be if somebody ate eva menachai and he ate basa menatreifa? But if we are called chayiv shtayim, according to everybody would be chayiv too, because everybody agrees. Like we spoke out that eva menachai is learned out from loy soichelu nefesh ma'basar, and everybody agrees that basa menatreifa is learned out from ubasa basa the treifa loy soichelu. Stating that, says the Gemara. Ureminu. Meaning, even though everything we just said is back of the envelope arithmetic, it's poshet. There's almost no makom to argue. But the Gemara says, I have one problem. You know why? Because we know Rabbi Yoichan and Reish Lakish themselves already discussed this shaila, and that is achal eva menachai mina treifa. What would be if somebody ate eva menachai from an animal that was a treifa? Rabbi Yoichan am a chayiv shtayim. Rabbi Yoichan says he chayiv too. V'Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar eni chayiv alachas, and Reish Lakish says you only chayiv one. Says the Gemara, bishlam the Rabbi Yochanan nicha. Rabbi Yochanan that says he chayiv two makes a lot of sense. In fact, it's poshut. It's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. Eva menachay is learned out from loisoychal anefesh ma'basar. Basar minatreif is learned out from ubasar basar the treif loisoychelu. The Gemara did all the math for us already. It's pasha that according to Rabbi Yochanan would be chayiv too. El Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish kasha. But according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, how could he say you chayiv only one? L'chayre, he too should hold you chayiv too. Because Reish Lakish agrees that Eva Menachai is learned out from Loisaychel Nefesh HaMabasar, and that Basar Treif is learned out from Ubasar Basada Treifu Loisaychelu. And in fact, when the Gemara did the arithmetic, the Gemara said clearly, Achal Eva Menachai Ubasar Menatreifu Divrei Hakol Chayiv Shtayim. Ureminu, Frank the Gemara, here you have Reish Lakish who says Mefurish, you're only going to be chayiv one. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Loikasha, it's not fair. Kam b'vehema achas, kam b'shtei behemos. It's true. B'shtei behemos, Reish Lakish is going to hold that you're going to be chayiv too. And when the Gemara said earlier, when the Gemara did its math, Achal Eva Menachai Basim Menatreif L'Divrei Hakol Chayiv Shtayim, it's talking about where it was Eva Menachai from one behema and it was Treifa of another behema. Of course, even according to Reish Lakish, you're going to be chayiv too. When Reish Lakish says Einoi Chayiv Ela Achas, he's talking about where it was behema achas. Which, by the way, read the words Achal Eva Menachai Min HaTreifa. It's clear it was one behema. Where it's one behema, there Reish Lakish holds that you're only going to be chayiv one. And Yosef explained B'shtei behemas where it's two behemas mechayiv shtayim. The behema achas, when it comes to one behema, pligi, there you have the machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. High level. What would be the chilek between two behemos and one behema? The chilek's pashut. Two behemos, you for sure have the two isurim. You have the eva menachai and you have the treifa. One behema, anytime you want to be mechayiv somebody, two isurim, for one maisa, you have to start asking yourself, is it even possible to have one thing that's going to be forbidden for two independent reasons? This is L'chayra Tali in the Sugya HaMeforsemes of Isser Chalal Isser or Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So the fact that there would be a distinction between two behemoths and one behemoth, that shouldn't come to news as anyone, to anyone that learns Gemara, because we know that there's a concept of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Hence, it would make sense that even though Mitzad the Isurin and Mitzad the Malkus, would be true according to Reish Lakish that if you ate Eva Menachai and Basar Treifa, you should be Chayiv Malkus twice. But if it's Eva Menachai from a Behemoth Treifa, could be you don't have the two Isur. Stating that, you would still have to know why according to Rabbi Yochanan would be Chayiv two and according to Reish Lakish would be Chayiv one. High level, I get it. I don't even have to look in the Gemara to understand high level. But in terms of understanding Lamaisa, why Rabbi Yochanan holds, even by one behema, even though there is a sugya of Issachal Alisar, you're going to be chayiv two. And according to Reish Lakish, you're only going to be chayiv one. That is something that requires beer. In fact, it's the Gemara's kasha. Behema, achas b'may pligi. What is the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish by one behema? And the Gemara is going to give not one, not two, not three. The Gemara is going to give four terutzim, not the four easiest terutzim in Shas, but the Gemara, just a little bit of cheshbon. But the Gemara is going to give four terutzim. The first three terutzim are going to be Abaya, and then Rav is going to have the last word. Rav is going to give the fourth terutz. Again, it's not hard, but at the same time, we have to hold a little bit of cheshbon. And specifically, we're going to have to juggle some of the ideas that we saw in the last few daf. Amar Abaye. Abaye took the first stab at it. He said, "Kegon shenitrefo in yitzias ruba." I want to make an akimta. This machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. We are, again, somebody ate Eva Menachai from a behemoth trefa. We're according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to be chayv too. Makes sense, it's two psukim. But according to Rish Lakish, you're only going to be chayv one because it's one behemoth. The mitzias was where the animal became a trefa in yitzias ruba. As the animal was being born, that's when the animal became a treifa. Yitzias ruba is the halachic definition of leida. So it became a treifa as the leida was happening. Marsav Rabbi Yechanan holds that b'chayele varmei medes, that a behema b'chayel is le'evarim oimedes. So what does this mean? So this we saw was a big machlokes tanam in yesterday's daf, and that is when you have a live animal, do you already see Eivor Menachai or do you not see Eivor Menachai? If behema b'chayel is le'evarim oimedes, then you look at a live animal as a sum of its parts, and the Isra Eivor Menachai is already there. In fact, if somebody would eat the entire animal, he'd be Eivor Mishum Eivor Menachai. If you hold behema b'chayel lav le'evarim oimedes, so while the animal is complete, there is no Isra Eivor Menachai. When does the Eivor Menachai happen? It happens when the Eivor gets severed. So Rabbi Yochanan holds behema b'chayel le'evarim oimedes. Now, if that's the case, if Isra Treifa, v'Isra Eivor Menachai, bad yad al dikasu, with Isra Treifa and Isra Eivor Menachai achal at the same time. Why? Because we just made the akimta. G'gon shenitrefam yitzias. So when did the animal become a treifa? When it was born. That was the ikimta. When did the animal become Eivor Menachai? When it was born. Because that's always that way. Behema b'chayel le'evarim oimedes. If that's the case, the two yisurim v'chal b'vasachas, even though ein isachal aliser, but b'vasachas iser ischal aliser. That's Rabbi Yochanan holds. Even by one behem, you're going to be chayiv shteim. Umar Savar Rish Lakish holds behema b'chayel lav le'evarim oimedes. He holds that a behema, while it's alive, does not have an iser eivor menachai. When does it get the iser eivor menachai? When the eivor is severed. Now, the iser treifa happened when it was born. How do you know that? Because that was the Kimta. G'gon shenitrefam yitzias ruba. Later, when the Isser, Eivor Menachai, wants to be chal, well, you're a day late and a dollar short. Ein Isser chal al Isser. V'layasi Isser, Eivor chay la Isser treifa. And it's for that reason, according to Rish Lakish, you're only going to be chay of one. So what's the machloikis? Whether behemet b'chayel le Eivorim oimedes, or lav le Eivorim oimedes, Rabbi Yochanan holds, yes. Being that we're making an akimta, it was nitra from Yitzias Ruba, the two Yisur Machab of Asachas, therefore you're going to be like Ishtaim. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, it's not that way. Being that we made an akimta, it was nitra from Yitzias Ruba, the Isser Treifa was Chal first. There's no makim now for the Isser Eivor Menachai to be Chal. You're going to be like Achas. Which Achas, by the way? Treifa, because that's one that was Chal first. That's one you're going to get Malkus from. Iba Yisei Mabai said, I can learn it a little bit differently. Could be the Kuli Ambe Mechayel Avle Yivar Memedes. Maybe that's not the Machlokes. You don't have to get involved in that, Shaila. Because it could be everybody holds that Behemet Bechayel Lav Le'evar Memedes. That the Issa Eva Menachai does not happen as soon as the animal is born. In fact, it doesn't happen until the Eivor is actually severed. Okay, so what's then the Machlokes? Or more specifically, why would Rabbi Yochanan hold that you like Kishtayim? L'chura, you're making an akimta, it was nitra from Yitzias Ruba, so the Isra Treifa was already chal, behemet b'chayel, lav le'evar in my medes, so how's the Isra Eva Menachai going to be chal later when the Eivor is severed? U'bemesi, Isra Eva Mechal, Isra Treifa, come with looking, machlekes is whether that can happen. Mar Sovar, Asi Isra Eva, Chal, Isra Treifa, Bechanan holds that Isra Eivor kibichal on Isser Treifa. And the reason is because Isser Eivor Menachai, as we saw in the sugyas earlier, is Isser Moisef. Why is it Isser Moisef? Because it's Nogeya, not only Jews, even non-Jews. Ben Noach also has the Isser of Eivor Menachai. It's Isser Moisef kibichal. Mar Sabal Yos Isser Eivor Chayla Isser Treifa. That even though it's true, Isser Eivor is Isser Moisef, Rish Lakish holds. Ain Issa Chalal Isra Filu Be Isser Moisef, and it's for that reason all you can have is Issa Treifa. You're not going to have this Eivor Menachai. In other words, in the Iba Yisayim, but the Machloikis is not whether Behem Bechayel Leivar Memedes or not. Everybody holds Lav Leivar Memedes. The Machloikis is whether Issa Chalal Isra Be Isser Moisef. Could the Issa Eivor Menachai be Chal on the Issa Treifa? Rabbi Yochanan holds, yeah, therefore you're going to be Chayiv too. It's two Psokim. Rish Lakish holds, ain't this a chalal isser, I feel the isser moisef. Therefore, all you're going to have is the original isser. What's the original isser? It's the treifa. Therefore, you're going to be chayiv only one. Iba yisema. Or you could say, said abayit, the kuliam behema b'chayel le'evar memedes. Maybe everybody holds that a behema b'chayel is le'evar memedes. Which means that as soon as the animal's born, the isser eva menachai is chal. Okay. However, the kimta is where the treifa didn't happen in Yitzias Ruba, but the treifa happened sometime later. Year later, something took place. Okay, so what's the shaila? L'chura, if the Issa Eivor Menachai was chal b'shas leida, and the treifa didn't happen until later, then for sure you should say einis a chala lesser. And by the way, here you want the treifa to be chala on evim and achai. Treifa on evim and achai is not esa moisef. So for sure, the halach is only be chayiv one. So who do we have to explain? Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan you're going to be chayiv two? U'b'meisni, is the treifa chala, is the evikom neflukei. You want to know what machlokes is? Whether Isser Treifa could be chal even on Isser Ever. Mar Sof Rabbi Yechonel's Asi V'chal, it could be chal. You know why? Because in this Ibayasem, Rabbi Yechonel does not subscribe to the theory of Enes Achal Alisser. Incredibly. He holds Isser could be chal Alisser. And it's for that reason, even Isser Treifa could be chal on Isser Ever Menachai, even though they're not being chal Bavasachas, it's not Isser Moisev, it's not Isser Koilo, right? I don't care, still could be chal. Mar Sof Ali Asi V'chal, whereas Rish Lakish holds it wouldn't be able to be chal. So according to this third teretz of the Gemara, the machloikis is whether we say Issachal al-Isser in the first place or we don't. Rabbi Yochanan holds Issachal al-Isser, therefore you can be Chayiv Shnayim. Rish Lakish holds Ein Issachal al-Isser. The Metzias was where Evim and Achai was Chal first, because Behemim B'chayel Le'evar Me'medes Treifa was Chal second. Therefore you're going to get Malkus only for that original Isser. And what was the original Isser? Evim and Achai, which is a deviation from the first two terutz of the Gemara, if you're holding Cheshbon. In the first teretz of the Gemara, what's the achas? According to Rish Lakish, it's treifa. According to the second teretz, the achas was treifa. According to the third teretz, the achas, according to Rish Lakish, is going to be Eva Menachai. Rava Amar, Rava came, and he was Matziah, a fourth teretz. He said, Kigoin Shetolash Mimena Eva Utarfa. The case is where the treifa happened at the same time that the aver was severed. So it was an aver that was severed in a way that made the animal into a treif. An example would be, it was minar kuva ulamayla. Mar sover Rabbi Yechanan holds, behemah b'chayel, lav le'evar me'medes. That a behemah b'chayel is lav le'evar me'medes, which means that when the animal is born, there is no issa evim menachai. When does issa evim menachai happen? When the aver was severed. Now, in this case, the same second that the aver was severed, the animal became a treif. So issa aver, v'issa treif b'hadi adadi kasu. The two things happen at the same time. Umar Sava Rish Lakish holds Behemah B'chayel Le'evar Me'medes. That a Behemah B'chayel is Le'evar Me'medes, which means that the Issa Eivah Menachai is Chal Miyad. V'layasi Issa Treifah Chal Issa Eivah. So later, when this Eivah gets severed, it's not being Nischadish now, the Issa Eivah Menachai. The only Issa that's being Nischadish is Treifah. Treifah is coming second in Issa Chal Al Isser. It's for that reason, all you're going to have is one Isser. So according to Rava, what's the Machloikis? Whether Behemah B'chayel Le'evar Me'medes, Alav Le'evar Me'medes, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's lav le'evarim oimedes. According to Reish Lakish, it's le'evarim oimedes. And according to Reish Lakish, the one lav that you're going to be over, the one malchus you're going to get, is going to be, again, for the Isser Eivim and Achai, because Behemet B'chayel Le'evarim Oimedes, it's Chal B'Isser Eivim and Achai, and Le'yos Yisser Treif afterwards, and it's going to be Chal on the Isser Eivim. So let's just make a little bit of a zikon. We have a machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, bebehema achas. If somebody ate the evim and achai from this animal that was a treifa, according to Rabbi Yochanan, yichayev two. According to Reish Lakish, yichayev one. According to Rabbi Yochanan, yichayev two. It's two laven. Evim and achai is loisaych la nefesh ma'baser, baser treifas, ubaser baser other treifa loisaychel. Reish Lakish says, I would agree with you if it was two animals, but in one animal you have a problem because you only have one iser. Why do you only have one Isser? Based on the sugyas of Enes Achal Isser. Or Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold the sugya of Enes Achal Isser. In other words, b'vehema achas b'may pligi, what exactly is the machloikis? And the Gemara came out, there's four different ways to learn what this machloikis over here might be. The first three were Abaya, the fourth one was Rava. If you do the sikum, Abaya's first teretz was, they're arguing b'hema b'chayel le'evarim kaima, or is it not le'evarim oimedes? In the second beer, they're arguing whether you say Issachal al-Isser but Issa Moisef. Even Menachai is Issa Moisef because it includes Bnei Noach. In the third Mahalach of Abaya, they're arguing whether we say Issachal al-Isser or whether we say Ein Issachal al-Isser. And then in the fourth Pshat in the Gemara, which was Rav's one and only Pshat, they're arguing whether Behemet B'chayel is Le'evarim Oimedes or it's Lav Le'evarim Oimedes. Now just notice one nuance. Abaya's first Pshat and Rav's one and only Pshat, or if you're keeping score, the first teretz of the Gemara and the fourth teretz of the Gemara is really very similar. That machloikis is the same. It's whether a behema b'chayel le'evarim oimedes or behema b'chayel is lav le'evarim Oimedes. But interestingly enough, the way Abaye explained it, Rabbi Yochanan was the one that held Behema Bechaye Le'evarim Oimedes, and Reish Lakish held Lav Le'evarim Oimedes. The way Rav explained it, Rabbi Yochanan holds Lav Le'evarim Oimedes, and Reish Lakish holds Le'evarim Oimedes. Additionally, in Abaye's Pshat, the one that, according to Reish Lakish, you would be Chaye for is the Isser Trefa. In Rav's Pshat, the one that you would be Chaye for, according to Reish Lakish, would be the Isser Eva Menachai. So this is just some fun little things that you can put together when comparing and contrasting the four Mahalchim of the Gemara. But really, if you think about it, all the Amiram are doing is that you have this machloikis and you have a bunch of Iba Yisemis, right? Iba Yisemis, if you want, you could learn like this. If you want, you could learn like that. You know, so Abayu went ahead and he had three different Mahalchim, and one of them was they're arguing whether Behemi B'chayel it's Leivarim Oimedes, Lav Leivarim Oimedes, and Rabbi Yochanan holds, yeah, and Reish Lakish holds, no. Rava turned to Abaye, he says, if you want, I can flip the whole story. I can make it that that's the machloikis, and Rabbi Yochanan holds no, and Reish Lakish holds yeah, and v'chulu v'chulu. The bottom line is, four different mahalchim, how you could explain what exactly is going on over here. Sok de Gemara Vayter, me inyan, le inyan, as we're about to see, very much, but iso inyan. I'm Rabbi Chiba Rabba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Chiba Rabba said the name in the green, Rabbi Yochanan. Achal chelev menachai menatrefa. Okay, so there was one animal. And a person went while the animal was alive, and he ripped chelev at the animal. Oh, and by the way, the animal was also a trefa. Said Rabbi Chiba Rabba, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan Chayev Shtayim, you're going to be chayev two malkias. So again, sounds like you did three laven. You over iser chelev, it was minachai, and it's a trefa. Chayev Shtayim. Amalei Rabbi Ami. So Rabbi Ami turned to Rabbi Chiba Rabba, and he says, you saying that Rabbi Yochanan said you only chayev two? V'leim emar shalosh. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, it's actually three. In fact, Itmar Nami, Amr Rabbavo heard the same thing for Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chedem Adachayim, and Atshreif Nachayiv Sholosh, you're going to be Chayiv. So it seems like there was a Machloikis Amayram in Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, Achal Chedem Menachayim, and Atshreif Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv Sholosh. Rabbi Chiba Rabba, one of the great Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan, heard Chayiv Shtayim, whereas Rav Ami and Rabbavo, other great Talmid Rabbi Yochanan, they heard three. Says the Gemara, Michael Miflagi, what's the machloikis? And again, this is clearly going to have an Isser Chalal Isser type of theme because it's one behema. And the question is, could you be chayev for the chelev, for the minachai, for the trefa? If it's all three, it's all three. But if it's only two, which two is it? And what's going on over here? So the Gemara says, but Michael Miflagi, and now we're not going to have four pshatim. We're only going to have three. Says the Gemara, first pshat is, Kengonshin Nitra from Yitzias Rubad. Mitzias, case, is talking about where the animal became a trefa as it was being born. Mandama Shalosh, Mandama, that says three. Who's that? Rav Ami and Rav Avo in the name of Rav Yochanan. Kosovar holds behemah b'chayeh leivarim oimedes. That an animal while it's alive is oimedes leivarim, which means in English, the Isra Evim Menachai is chal as soon as the animal is born. Well, if that's the case, the Isra Chelev, the Isra Ever, the Isra Trefa, Badi Adadi Kasu. All three Isurim Achal B'Vasachas. Let's go through this properly. The Isra Trefa is chal B'Shas Leida, because that's the case. Can go into Chenitra from Yetzias Ruba. The Isra Chelev is chal B'Shas Leida, because that's the halacha. Because an Uber, we know, doesn't have an Isra Chelev. See Perek Behema HaMekasha. And the Isser Eva Menachai is also Chal B'Shas Leida because we just said Behema B'Chayel Le'evar Moimedes. That's not a Metzias de Goy Kimta, that's a Halachic Goy Kimta. But the bottom line is Rab Ami Rab Avo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan held that Behema B'Chayel Le'evar Moimedes. So that if you make the Kimta Gonshinit from Yetzias Ruba, what you have over here is Issa Chalef, Issa Ever, and Issa Trefa, Ba'adad Adikasu. If the Chalba Vasachas, then there's no problem with Issa Chalef, you're going to be like a Sholish. Mandam Ashtaim, the Mandam that says to, it's because he holds Behema B'Chayel, Lav Le'evar Moimedes. He holds that even though it's true you're making the Kimta Kigoin Chenitram Yetzias Ruba, so that this Trefa was Chal B'Shas Leida. And it's true, this a Chelev is Chal B'Shas Leida, but this Eva Menachai is not Chal until the Eva is severed. And at that point, you're a day later and a dollar short because of Enes a Chal Alisser. So that for Isra Chelev, the Isra Trefa Iko, but the Isra Eva has no ability to be Chal. It's for that reason you're going to be Chayev 2 and not 3. Which 2 are you going to be Chayev for? The Isra Trefa and this a Chelev, which are you not going to be Chayev for? This is Eva Menachai. Everybody say, in the Gemara says, or if you want, you can say, that the Kuli Alma, everybody holds Behem. That while animals alive, it's lav le'evarim oimedes. So that the iser Eve Menachai is not chal at the time of the Leda. Okay. Ubemesi iser Aver, the chayla iser chayla by iser treva kamifliki. And the machloikis is whether or not iser Aver could be chal on iser chaylev, or whether it could be chal on iser treva. In other words, the metzias was where it was nitrafa im yetzias ruba. So that the treva happened at the time of the Leda. The iser chaylev always happens at the time of the Leda. So as it relates to the iser Trefa, and as it relates to Issa Chelev, they happen at the time of the Leda. This Eva Menachai does not happen at the time of the Leda, because Beim Bechea Lav Leivar Memetis. When then does it happen at the time that the Eva is severed? What's the Shaila then, whether you're going to be Loika 3, whether it can be Chal, the Isser Eva, on the Issa Chelev and Trefa, or whether it can't be? Mar Sover, Rab Ami, and Rab Avon, the name Rab Yochanan held, Asi Chayil, or could be Chayil. And what's the reason it could be Chayil? Because Issa Eva Menachai is Issa Moisev, because it includes the Bnei Noach. Mar Sover, Asi Chayil, it can't be Chayil. As for that reason, you'll only be Chayiv too. You'll be Chal for this Trefa, this is a chela, but you're not going to be chal for the isn't even menachai. The ibay same, but the gemara says if you want, you can say a third test. Kuli alma, maybe everybody holds beim bechayel levar memedes. Everybody holds beim bechayel is levar memedes. And if that's the case, then the iser even menachai is chal at the time of the Leda. And by the way, the Issa Chelev is also chal at the time of the Leda, because Issa Chelev is always chal at the time of the Leda. Okay, so what's the Shailu? The case was, again, the Kimta is not where it was Nitrafa im Yitzias Ruba, the opposite. It's talking about where it became a Trefa later. What's the Shailu? Ubemesi is a Trefa Mechala Isser Ever Komifliki. And the Shailu is, could it be chal the Isna Trefa on the Isser Ever, or could it not be chal the Isser Trefa on the Isser Ever? Mar Sovarab Amir, Bevon, the name Rabbi Yechanan held, Asi Chayil. It could be chal. Now, why could it be chal? Ayein is a chal al Isser. So the Gemara could have simply said what it said in one of the four terutzim of the previous Gemara, that maybe Rab Ami and Rab Abo, in the name Rabbi Yechanan held, that Isser is chal al Isser. But that would be saying good, you could say better. The Gemara is going to say better. Maybe the reason it could be chal the Issa Trefa is similar to the fact that you find that Issa Trefa could be chal on chalav. The Amar, because we learned, HaTayra Amar, the Torah said, Yavi Yisin, Nevelo Yachal al Issa Chalav. Yavi Issa Trefa, Yachal al Issa Chalav. You know, this is Sugevein Issa Chal al Issa. But this Xeris HaKosav that says that the Issa Nevelo and the Issa Trefa could be chal on the Issa Chalav. Now, once you find that Issa Trefa could be chal on Issa, once you find that Issa Trefa could be chal on Issa Chalav, so then you can argue, midi, that it's going to be chal on the Issa of Chalev, so too it's going to be Chal on the Issa Eva Menachai. So Mar Sova, Rav Ami, and Rav Avo, in the name Rav Yochanan held, that even though the Issa Trefa is being Chal later, because the Ikimta is, Kigan Shinich Falacha Mikan, but Migu, that it could be Chal on the Issa Chalev, that's Xeris HaKosov, so too it could be Chal on the Issa Eivim and Achai as well. The Idach, whereas Rab Chia Bar Abba, the name Rabbi Yochanan held, Achelav Udachal. It's true, there is a Xeris HaKosev, you find that Issach Trefa could be Chal on Issach Chalav, but that could be as the Hutami Klala, because you find a Kula in Issach Chalav. You know, Issach Chalav is very Chomer, it's a Chavi Krisos, but there is a Kula in that it's Hutter Miklaloi. It doesn't relate to all animals because there's no Issa Chelev when it comes to a Chai. Aval Eved Loi Hutter Miklaloi. But Eved Men Achai, which is true for a Behema and for a Chai as well, right, with the exception of Rameir. But all the other Tanam held that it's Chal on Behema and it's Chal on Chai Eloi. Maybe over there it's not going to be Chal. The point is that it's talking about where the animal became a Trefa later. Behema Bechayel Le'evar in my Medes. So that the Issa Chelev is for sure Chal B'Shas later. This is Trefa's first chal afterwards, and the machloik is whether you like a sholish and like a shnaim is whether it could be chal the iser Trefa on the iser chalev and on the iser evim menachai. What's the tzad that it should be able to? Ayin iser chal al iser. The Gemara could have simply said iser chal al iser. I'll hold of ayin iser chal al iser. It was plausible in the previous sugya. It shouldn't be plausible over here. But the Gemara says better. The Gemara says, because I know for a fact Trefa's chal on chalev. So once it's chal of Trefa on chalev, maybe it could also be chal. Maybe it could also be chal on Eivim Menachai. Mar Sovar, yeah. Mar Sovar, no. That's the Machlekes. And by the way, in this third teretz of the Gemara, so what's the loikish time that you're going to be chayev? According to that mandam, according to Rabbi Chiya Ba'ab in the name of Rabbi Yechon, you're going to be chayev for Eivim Menachai, and you're going to be chayev for chalev, which will you not be chayev for? You're not going to be chayev for the Isser Trefa. Bottom line, this concludes the first part of today's daf, says the Gemara Vayta. And this next Gemara is a classic, ben classic, ben benoy shel classic atzuf kol hadayrus. Ki also Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amari said, "Boy, mini Rav Shimon, look, Rav Yochanan. Let me tell you what I heard in Eretz Yisrael. I heard that Reish Lakish once asked Rav Yochanan the following question: Chilkoi mi bachutz mahu? What would be if somebody took Eiver Menachai? He's cracked the Eiver in half. He's a rough guy, and he ate the Eiver Menachai, but he ate it in two shots, stating that the two parts of the Eiver Menachai that he ate b'chdei." Achilas pras. So we know then in halacha, anytime the Torah says thou shall eat or thou shall not eat, you don't have to eat it in one swoop, you don't have to fress it, but rather as long as you do several achilos within a certain time frame, what's known as the k'dei achilas pras, the amount of time that it takes to eat a half a loaf of bread, anywhere between 2 and 9 minutes, ask your local rabbi. So as long as you do the achila within that time frame, that is going to constitute achil. Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, what would be as it relates to Eva Menachah? Where the shear is b'kezayas. If a person did not eat the kezayas in 1 second, but he was chilkoi mibachutz, and then afterwards he ate it. Would you say that the two achilois are mitztarif b'kezayas b'chdei achilas pras or not? Amaleisa, he told him, potter. No. The halacha is that you're not going to be chayef. Mibefnima, what would be if the person put the whole thing in his mouth in one shot, and then he went ahead and he cracked it in half in his mouth? Amalei, oh, in that case, being that you put it in your mouth in one shot, even though you didn't swallow it in one shot, chayev, then already you're going to be chayev. In other words, Rav Dimi reported that Rav Yochanan held that as much as in Kol HaTorah Kula, we know two achilos are mitztarif b'kidei achilas pras, but when it comes to Eva Menachai, over there already, it's going to be different. What's the reason? So if you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maschel Mau, it's the second line from the top of the Yomit, it's going to be the topic of the raid. So let's see the Rashi inside. Mahu, what was the original Shaila? Chilka mibachotz, mi mitztarfi l'chiyuvei. The question was, do we say that the two achilas are mitztarf l'chiyuv k'chol shar yisurim, like all other yisurim, the kaimelon de mitztarfi shiurayu l'chatzom b'toich k'dei achilas pras, k'dar mina b'perek basra de yumat ha'peyam adbeis. Oy dumo, or maybe here it's different. Kivan de chedeshu, because the whole part of Eva Menachai is a chiddush. You know why? The Hagidin ve'atzom is the alma loy mechayvei aleihu. Because in Kol HaTorah Kula, when the Torah says don't eat nevela, if you would eat the gidim and the atzomis in the nevela, you would have mechayev. V'hocha mechayev. Featured very prominently in yesterday's daf from Nachman's Memra, that when it comes to Eva Menachai, it's basar gidim and atzomis. So being that there's a chiddush in the parish of Eva Menachai, Ema ein l'chabay el chidushai. So I would say maybe the only time you're chayev is the bare minimum chiddush. Right? Whenever you're dealing with a parish that's a chiddush, so we try to limit the scope of the chiddush as much as possible. So I would have thought, okay, the Torah was mechadish, but tofasto mu'et tofasto. So v'chiyochli b'vas achas mechayev. So if you get in one shot, you're going to be chayev to stam achil b'vas achas mashma, because that's usually what achil means. Aval l'chatzon loy, but if you get in two shots, not. And l'maisa, Rabbi Yochanan told him, yeah, potter. That's the tzad Reish Lakish I like. I like the tzad that being that Eva Menachai is a chiddush, in l'chabay el chidushay, and stam achila is b'vas achas mashma, and it's for that reason the two half achilas will not be mitzvah b'kdei achilas pras. Stating that, what Rabbi Yochanan also said is that this is only true if the person cut it in half, mi bachutz, and then he put it in his mouth. So I ate a half, and then after he ate another half. But let's say you put it in your mouth in one shot, but mi b'fnim, you just didn't swallow it in one shot. In that situation, there's no question you're going to be chayev. Because being that it entered your mouth in one shot, that's already considered one achila. You did one achila, of course you're going to be chayev. This was Rav Dimi's report of what took place in the exchange between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. When there's Rav Dimi, very often, in fact, more than very often, there's also Ravin. Ki asa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar, he said it over a little bit differently. He said that Reish Lakish fired with Rabbi Yochanan the same questions, but this was Rabbi Yochanan's psak. Chilkoi mi bachutz, potter, you're going to be potter. Mi bifnim, Rabbi Yochanan mechayev, Rabbi Yochanan said chayev. But what Ravin was moisef was, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, Rebbe, I disagree with the second thing you said, potter. In the case, even in the case, where it was chilkoi mi bifnim, still you're going to be potter. And Ravin explained, Rabbi Yochanan mechayev, Rabbi Yochanan held chayev, harin nena greina b'kezayis, because Rabbi Yochanan held that the definition of achila is the pleasure that your throat has when the food enters. So when you're chewing food and you're enjoying it, that's the definition of achivo. So that if it's something that you weren't supposed to eat, that's the definition of violating machalos asuras. Rabbi Yochanan held that if you put the whole thing in your mouth in one shot and you're chewing it in one shot, even though you didn't swallow it in one shot, but that in of itself is going to be enough to be considered one achilo. So if it was chilkei afterwards, who cares? Reish Lakish amapatak is achilo b'meya binam. Because according to Reish Lakish, the definition of achilo is when it goes down the digestive system. And being that he swallowed it in two swoops, so that's Chilkoi, and we said already in the Chabay Elochidushim when it comes to Eva Menachai. So Chilkoi mibefnim and Chilkoi mibechutz is the same thing, unless it was Chilkoi in the digestive tract. Okay, that already I would agree with, but the fact that you split it up in your mouth, who cares? That's not achila. So klapi achila, it's no different than if it was Chilkoi mibechutz. It's for that reason you're going to be butter. So according to Ravin, there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. What would be if somebody takes the whole Eva Menachai, puts it in his mouth, and then starts chewing it, and he swallows it piecemeal? Are you going to be chayiv? Are you going to be potter? According to Rabbi Yochanan, you're going to be chayiv. Why? And here's the punchline: bevasachas. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, you're going to be potter because achila b'meyav be'inon, and it didn't go down the digestive system in one shot. Says the according to Reish Lakish, again, this is only a discussion Eva Menachai, because ordinarily to achila is amitztarif, even if it was chilka mibachotz. This is a question by Eva Menachai. So according to Reish Shimon Lakish, how are you ever going to be chayiv Eva Menachai? Aren't you always going to swallow it in two shots? I'm Rav Kana. Nope. Big room, misa, deserta. So that was a small aver where you didn't, again, I don't know what the metzias is, but there is some metzias where you could swallow it in one shot. And enochinami, according to Reish Lakish, that's the only time you're going to be chayv. Either way, Rebbe Lazamar. Ravin continued and he said, by the way, there was a third shita that I heard about in Eretz Yisrael, and that was the shita of Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Yochanan's other very famous Talmud. So we have all the Talmud of Rebbe Yochanan today's daf. Rebbe Lazar said, afilu chilka mi bachutz nami chayv. That even if the person would take the Eva Menachai, eat it in two achilos, when he had divided it mibachutz, even then you're going to be chayiv. And the reason is because mechusa kreva lavke mechusa maisa dami. Because at the end of the day, two achilos are always mitztarif bekte achilos pras. And being that these two achilos were very easy to do in succession of each other, it's not like after I did one half, I had to do a maisa to somehow bring them together. All I had to do was, you know, take this half a plate and that half a plate, merge them, and put them in my mouth. The bottom line is, Rabbi Lazar doesn't even subscribe to the whole theory that being that it's a chiddush, ein l'chabay elo chidushay, so that there's no tziruf of two half a zeis and b'ktei achilas pras. According to Rabbi Lazar, there is going to be a tziruf. So what's the bottom line? Bottom line is we have two versions of how this went down, but if you just put it all together, what we have is, according to Rav Dimi, it's very straightforward. If somebody was chilka mibachotz, again, we're dealing specifically with Eva Menachai, and then he ate it, the two achilois, biktei achilas pras, is going to be potter. Because even though kala terukula, two chatzi achilois are mitztarif biktei achilas pras, but that's only true by a regular achilo. When it comes to Eva Menachai, it's a chiddush, in l'chabay, elo chidushay. If it was chilka mibefnim, there the halach is, you're going to be chay. Because being that it entered your mouth at the same time, there's no question you're going to be chay. Ravin said that, I know that was shitas Rabbi Yochanan, but you should know Reish Lakish was chaylik. Reish Lakish held that even if it was chilka mibefnim, you're going to be potter. And the reason is because Rabbi Yochanan held that the definition of achilo is the hana that your throat has. So as long as it entered the throat and it was chewed, the vasachas, that's enough in Rabbi Yochanan's world to view it as one achila. So that even though ein l'cho el lo chidushay, but l'maisa you did one achila. But Reish Lakish held that achila b'meyav be'inon. So you need to swallow it in one shot. And if you don't swallow in one shot, even if it's chilkem yibifnim, but at the end of the day, that alone is enough for you to be potter. The third sheet was Rabbi Lazar's sheet. Rabbi Lazar held even chilkem yibachutz, you're going to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Amr Rab Shimon ben Lakish. And Lakish said, Gezayis Sha'amru, when Chazal said that if a person eats a Gezayis, a Machalos Asuras, he's going to be Chayiv. And by the way, this next halacha is not true necessarily for Eva Menachai. This is true for all Machalos Asuras. Very important. So Gezayis Sha'amru, as it relates to all Machalos Asuras, Chus Mishal Ben Ashinai, it doesn't mean any food that's stuck between the teeth. So when you start measuring, did he eat a Gezayis and not eat a Gezayis? And by the way, when Malkus is at stake, right? So you're going to really hire a lawyer and try to say, that wasn't a kezayis, there was a tiny piece stuck between his teeth. Right? Okay, so Rish Lakish is addressing this. He says, kezayis, when we talk about a kezayis, it doesn't include what's in between the teeth. That doesn't count. Rabbi Yochanan said, af in bein hashinayim. No, even if there's food that got stuck in between the teeth, you're going to be chayev. What's Pashup Pshad in the Machloikis Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan? It's Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan Lishita Sayu. Rabbi Yochanan, let's go backwards, who holds that it's Hare Nene Groinoi, so Ben Ashinayim was Nene Groinoi. Rish Lakish, who holds Achila B'meyev B'inon, so Ben Ashinayim is not Achila B'meyev. I'm Rapapa had a different guess. He said, Bishel Ben Ashinayim, Kuli Amalei Pligi, everybody agrees, if it's Ben Ashinayim, that you're going to be potter, meaning even Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Nene Groinoi, but if it got stuck between the teeth, Rashi says that it's not even considered Hanaz Goroin. Stuck between the teeth, it has to be at least close to the palate in order for it to be considered achilo. Ki pligi bein hachani chayim, where it got stuck in between the palate. Mar sovar harei nene grene b'kezayis, that's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, umar sovar Rish Lakish holds achilo b'meyev inon, that it has to be an achilo b'meyev. Another classic. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ravasi said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, ochal chatzi zayis v'hikiyot. What would be if somebody ate a half a zayis of Macholis Sasuris. Again, Lav Dafke Evim Menachai. This, like the previous Gemara, is true for all Macholis Sasuris. So what would be if somebody ate a half a Zayas of Macholis Sasuris and then he spit it out. V'chozar v'ochal chatzi Zayas Acher. And then afterwards he ate another half a Zayas. So this person swallowed a half a Zayas and then he coughed it up. He got it out of his system. And now he went ahead and he ate another half a Zayas. Chayev, you're going to be Chayev Malkus. Michayev Malkus, my timer, what's the reason? Harei nene grene b'kezayis. Because at the end of the day, you enjoy the kezayis. So even though he spit it up, so maybe in Rish Lakish's world, it's not considered achila b'meir, right? Even though he swallowed it, so maybe it was achila b'meir. But again, we'll just keep it simple right now. That would be enough for it to be not necessarily considered achila b'meir. But Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasa, he holds that what's the definition of achila? Hanaz goren. Harei nene grene b'kezayis. So being that your goren was Nena b'kezayis, even though when you ate the second half of Zayas, the first half of Zayas was long gone. I don't care. Nena grena b'kezayis, two achilas and mitzarif, by the way. Right, again, we're not dealing with Eva Menachai, we're dealing with all machalas asuras, where two achilas of Hashem mitzarif, and it's for that reason, Rabbi Yochanan Lishi Tasai said you're going to be chayv. So again, who said this? The names matter. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. But Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Lazar. Another Talmud, Muvika Rabbi Yochanan, turns to Rav Asi and he tells him, you know, Rav Asi, let me ask you a question. Ochal chatzi zayis vehikiyoy, v'chazar v'ochle mal. What would be if somebody ate a half a zayis of macholos asuris, he spits it out, okay, try not to visualize this, and then he puts it back in his mouth, right? And he eats it again. Would he be over? I mean, he'll do anything to be over a lav, apparently. So the question is, this guy right here, right, double dipping, literally, talk about killing two birds with one stone. So the question is, could this person right now, he's recycling, could this person right now get Malkus, or would he not get Malkus? No, it's very similar to Ravasi said. Ravasi wanted to know if somebody ate a half his eyes, he coughed it up, and then he ate another half his eyes. It wasn't the same coughed up half his eyes. So Rabbi Lazar turns to Ravasi and goes, I hear there you're chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai harinena grena b'kezayis. But what would be if he ate a half his eyes, he coughed it up, and then afterwards, chaza v'ochle dezelba half his eyes? Right? So the Gemara says, what was Rabbi Lazar's shayla? Let's try to understand what Rabbi Lazar was asking. My kami boile. I have equal. I mean, it sounds like what Rabbi Lazar's clearing is food that you ate and sort of digested, and now you coughed it up, and you want to eat it again, right? Do you say that once the food is digested, you can't eat it anymore or not? Right? There's a sugya of ein bishel acha bishel, right? So ein achila acha achila, right? Is that the shayla, right? I have it equally, lo have it equal. But if that's the case, then tibayle kezayis. So why is he asking it in such a funny case? This is what he should have said. If somebody eats a kezayis of nevela, eats it, and then he coughs it up, he throws it up, and now the food is there. And then he, or better, right? If you really want to get excited, somebody else comes and eats it. What's the difference, right? You know, he's shtelling. The bottom line is, if somebody goes ahead and eats it now, is it considered achil? It's not considered achil. Why the case have to be, we ate a half a zayis, you threw it up, and then you ate it again? Simple, you ate a kezayis, you threw it up, and now you ate it again. You give a chayv. Why is he talking about a case of a chatzi zayis and a chatzi zayis? Right, is that the shayla than tibayle kezayis? So it doesn't sound like that's a shayla. Ella, what's the shayla? Ibasa groini as linon, ibasa meiv as linon. It sounds like the shayla is, in general, if somebody coughs up food, whether or not, if you could it be mitzdarif or cannot be mitzdarif? In other words, if somebody eats half a zayas, coughs it up, so it's not in his system anymore, and then he eats another half a zayas, do we say the two achilos are mitzdarif pekte achilos pras, or they're not mitzdarif pekte achilos pras? Well, if that's his shayla, I mean, the shayla has nothing to do with this food that he's eating now. The shayla is the fact that the food's not in his system when he ate the second achilo. Well, that was Rav Asi's halacha. So the Gemara says, I don't understand Rabbi Elazar's shayla to Rav Asi. Again, Rav Asi said the name Rabbi Yochanan. If somebody eats a half a zayas, he throws it up, and then he went ahead, he ate another half a zayas, he's still going to be chayiv. Because at the end of the day, the sum parts of all your achilos was a kezayas, and two achilos and mitzdar but achilos pras. Again, we're not talking about evim and achai, we're talking about shari surim. So for that reason, you're going to be chayiv, and it's Rabbi Yochanan Shitas, he holds harei nena groina bekezayas. Gevaldik. Kumts again, Rabbi Elazar to Rav Asi, and he said, what would be if it was the same half a zayas, achal chatzi zayas vikioi, v'chazav achloi mao? So whoever wants to know, well, what's unique about the same half a zayas? Oh, it's because you want to know, once you eat a half a zayas, maybe you can eat it again, right? Double jeopardy. You can't eat the same half as I is a second time. Well, if that's the case, then why are you talking about this funny case? So if you're not sure about that, then you should clear Tiboyle because I is. It's just a more normal case. I mean, none of these cases are so normal, but it's at least a normaler case, right? So at least that would be the shiloh to clear. Elamai, that's not your shiloh. You know that you can eat something a second time. What you want to know is that being that I don't have the two foods in my system at the same time, maybe I'm not going to be, oh, that was Rav Asi's case. Rav Asi already told you chayiv for that. So what's going on? The Gemara is bewildered by what Rav Elazar was posing to Rav Asi. And because it is, the Gemara says a whole shtickle tire. Mamash a pshatel. The Gemara almost learns up Rav Elazar's question, al derech drush. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what must have happened over here. Rav Asi Gemara Iyakale. Rav Elazar realized that when his chaver Rav Asi was saying over halach in the name of that great Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan, he realized that he wasn't saying it over 100% the way Rabbi Yochanan said it over. He didn't remember it perfectly, because had he remembered it perfectly, he would have said it a little bit better. He wouldn't have simply said, Achal chatzi zayas ve'ekiyah v'chazav achal chatzi zayas achar chayev. He would have said, Achal chatzi zayas ve'ekiyah v'chazar v'achal the same chatzi zayas. Even then you're chayev. And you know why he would have said that? Because he knew, Rabbi Elazar knew that Rabbi Yochanan said that. And if Rabbi Yochanan said that, and Rav Asi wants to bring out the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan, he should bring it out in the biggest chiddush. Because if you say it in that nusach, you're going to know two things. Number one, you're going to know that the two achilos are mitzdarif, even though they're not in your system at the same time. You're also going to know that loy havi ikol, that you can eat something for a second time. So Rabbi Elazar wants to remind Rav Asi of what Rabbi Yochanan really said, and he's doing it in his nusach, in his way. So Rav Asi Gemara Yakalev, also Rav Elazar lad kuri, Rav Elazar wanted to remind Rav Asi what really happened. This is what he told him. Why are you saying that you chayiv when you ate another chatzi zayis? Why is that the way you're saying over Rabbi Yochanan's halacha? Leimem mar bedidei. What you should have said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan was that even if you would eat the same chatzi zayis a second time, you would be chayiv. Because if you would say that, there would be a much bigger chiddush here. I would know two chiddushim. Dikel mishma min atarti. I would know two things. Shamina min adolei havi equal. Number one, I would know that you could eat food a second time and it's not considered equal after I eat it the first time. Vishamina mina darin enagreni bekezayis. Additionally, I would know that two achilos are mitzdarif, even though I don't have them in my system at the same time. Now, when Rabbi Elazar asked Rav Asi this question, why are you not saying that? Ishtik v'leyam alei v'leyam midi. Rav Asi didn't respond. He was just quiet. On Malays, Rabbi Elazar told Rav Asi, Moifes Hadar. He called him the Moifes Hadar. Rashi says, Godol Hadar. Moifes Hadar means Godol Hadar. Lo zimnin sagin amit kamedi Rabbi Yochanan. Wasn't it many times that you told Rabbi Yochanan that if somebody would eat a half a zayas, spit it out, and then eat that same half a zayas again, you'd be chayiv malchus? And Rabbi Yochanan was masking to you, and he told you, I agree, being that the garden is bikizayas. In other words, Rav Asi had forgotten. Right? This has Abaye and Rav Yosef vibes, right? Where Rabbi Yosef was sick and he forgot a lot of his learning, and Abaye had to remind him. It seems like this is an interesting episode where Rav Asi had forgotten what by the way, Zimnin Sagir, and something that happened several times. But the bottom line is, Rav Asi didn't properly remember Rabbi Yochanan said, and Rabbi Elazar was trying to remind him, and that's why he asked him this question. He wasn't asking him an erenster question. If he was asking him a question because he taka didn't know, then he would have asked it a little bit differently. Like the Gemara said, this was more of a rhetorical question. It was a question that was being posed to Rav Asi to try to remind him of what he had really heard from Rabbi Yochanan. And on that note, Hadron, Allah, Gid Hanash. But just to end with a little bit of raid, and really with the theme of the daf, a little bit of lumdish raid, and that is the Gemara on the top of the Yomid said that when Rav Dimi and Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, they both said over that Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan had this very geshmak vikuach back and forth with regards to the laws of achila of Ever Menachai. We'll say it in Rav Dimi's nusach. Ki as Rav Dimi yamra, boy minei Rav Shem Melach Shmer Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish asked Rav Yochanan, chilkoi mi bachutz mahu. What would be the halacha if somebody took Ever Menachai, a kezayis of it, broke it into two, ate one half, and then a minute later, he ate the other half. Would he be chayiv or would he not be chayiv? What's the shayla? So Rashi explains. We saw the Rashi inside already. On the one hand, we know in Kala Terakula, two achilois, pachis, mikizayis, are mitzdarif as long as you eat them within the shear that it takes to eat a pras. So Evi Menachai is Macholos Asuros. So you would think it would conform to the general rules that govern Macholos Asuros. Or maybe Evi Menachai is different. Because Evi Menachai is a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush of Evi Menachai? It's not just a Kezayis of Basar that needs to be eaten, but Basar, Gidim, and Atzamos all together are Mitztarif to the Shir Kezayis. And being that you find this Chiddush that it's Basar, Gidim, and Atzamos, maybe you should say Eloch HaBay Eloch Chidushay, Lashon Rashi. And could be, whereas in Kala Terekula, two achilos, amitztar, pechtei achilos pras, but when it comes to Eva Menachai, there may be not. Oy Dilma, or maybe no. Just like in Kala Terekula, two achilos, amitztar, pechtei achilos pras, so too when it comes to Eva Menachai, it's going to be the same thing. And Amalei, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, Potter. No, I like the other side better. I think that being that Eva Menachai is a chiddush, in lochabay elo chidushay, and two achilos, pechtei achilos pras, even though in all areas of Macholos Asuros are mitzdarif, when it comes to Eva Menachai, over here, it's not going to be mitzdarif. In other words, being that Eva Menachai is a chiddush, there's a svara of Ein Lechabay El Chidushay, a svara that the Gemara quotes throughout Shas, and therefore, this chiddush that two achilois are mitzdarif b'kdei achilas pras is not going to be true. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Gimel and a mitzvah Kuf Samach Aleph asks a bumbakasha, what would seem at first glance to be a blatant stira from another Gemara, and this Gemara is in Perek Chatas Ha'oif in Mesech Tezvachim, Daf Ayin Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the very obscure halacha that the nevela of an oif tahar is mitame begadim abeis abliya. So we know not all tumah was created equally, not all tumah conveys tumah in the same way. Perhaps the most mechudish thing of parasha in the world of Tumah is that the nevela of an oiftar, nevela we know as Tameh, is metama, but only if a person eats it, and even then it's metama begodama abeis abliya. And the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim. In fact, the Gemara has two psukim for this halacha, two psukim that seem to say that the only time a nevela of an oiftar is metame is if a person would eat it, it would be a beis abliya, and you would eat a kezayis of it. Meaning, just like in Kol HaTerakul, the shir achila is a kezayis, so tear would have to be a kezayis. And the Gemara asks the kasha, and that is that why do I need two psukim? One pasuk should be enough. And for the Gemara, chad l'shir achila b'kezayis, one pasuk is coming to teach me that when we say that the nevel of an oif tar is metame ugadam a beis abliya, the shir is a kezayis, v'chad l'shir achila b'kidei achilas pras. And the other one's coming to teach me that you don't have to eat a pavas achas, but the shir achila is b'kdei achilas pras. And the Gemara explains. You ready? So k'day techemina, I would have thought, hoil v'chidishu, being that the nevela of an oif tar being metame begodam abeis abliya is a chiddush. So I would think yoiser mikdei achilas pras nami letame. So maybe you should be chayiv even if you ate the two achilos within a time frame that's more than Kdei Achilas Pras, where it's more than the 2 to 9 minute time frame. Maybe if I ate them 6 hours apart, that would also be enough. Kamash malon tupsokim. One pasuk tell me the shear is a kezayis, and the other pasuk is coming to teach me that what's the shear? The shear is kezayis b'kdei achilas pras. In other words, being that nivlas oif tahar metame begadim abeis abli as a chiddush. So I would have thought on a bezunder pasuk that maybe it's not neshubet to the halach of kezayis b'kdei achilas pras. What, yeah? I would have thought even Yosem Mikdei Bechtei Achilas Pras. Kamash Malon, then no. It has to be Bechtei Achilas Pras. Freitem in Chas Chinuch. The way Rashi was Mefarish, our Gemara here in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, I have two Gemaras that are flat out soicer each other. In our Gemara, Chulin Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, being that Avram and Achai is a Chiddush, so the Gemara is suggesting could be the two Achilas wouldn't be Mitztarif even Bechtei Achilas Pras. I would have to do one Maisa Achila. Whereas in Zvachim Daf Ayin Amid Aleph, it's Pumpfakert. That being that Nivlas Oif Tarmak, so therefore I would have thought that it could be mitzdarif even if it's yoysim mikdei achilas pras. Now whatever the svara here is, and whatever the svara here is, let's put aside for a second. I have two gemaras that seem to be a flat out steer. The Mechas Chinuch, when he brings this kasha in mitzvah gimel, he says Vakushya also al shulchan melachin gedoyli adar ve'in tzarech lichvoil advar. So this kasha already made it onto the shulchan melachim of the gedoyli adar, and as a result, it's not a kasha that I think I need to spend so much time on. In mitzvah kuf samach aleph, the Mechas Chinuch says the same thing. He says v'tzarechin v'kvar also kushya zu al shulchan gedoyli yisrael. So this kasha has made its rounds. It's been on the desk of the great gedoyli yisrael, and as a result, I don't think it's something I need to be so meirechin. One of the Shulchan Malachims that this Kasha made it on was on the desk of the Heilige Chassam Sofer. And in Shailos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, Erech Chaim Simen Kuf Mem, this is one of the tshuvos that were written to the great Goyen, Reb Tzvi Herish Chayis, the Zolke V'Rav. The Chassam Sofer asks this Kasha to Reb Tzvi Herish Chayis. Ayin Shom, he says a little bit of a pilpul. But the truth is, I just want to bring out one point from this Kasha. And that is, what lies at the core of this stira? Again, had to be miyash of the stira. This is already something you have to be mayan and achreina for. But what is at the core of this stira? What's at the core of this stira is a chakira hayudua in the world of two achilos being mitzdarif b'kdei achilas pras. What would be if there was no chiddush that two achilos are mitzdarif b'kdei achilas pras? What would you have thought? Meaning, we know in halacha, whenever the Torah says eat or don't eat, doesn't mean eat in one shot or don't eat in one shot. There's a definition of achila. What is the definition of achila? As long as the achila happens within the time frame of an achilas pras, it's going to be considered achila l'toiv l'mutav. What would be if you didn't have that chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras? What would you have thought? Ayet tutzad. Could be, I would have thought, that you have to eat in one shot. And if you don't eat in one shot, it's not considered achila. Kamash malon, kizayis b'tei achilas pras, you don't have to eat in one shot. And as long as the achilas are mitzdarif, that in and of itself is going to be okay. Inami, you could hear it a little bit differently. What you could hear is that were it not for this chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras, it would have been pashut that I don't have to eat in one shot. What, I have to just sit and press? I have to shove it down my throat all the vasachas? You would have thought that you don't have to eat it kizayis b'tei, eat it in one shot. In fact, you would have thought, I don't know, I could eat it maybe all day. I don't know. I'm not sure. What's the time frame of achila? But I would have thought maybe during the Suda, I don't know, you'd come up with some definition. Kamash malon kizayis b'tei achilas pras, that you don't have as much time as you thought you did. The definition of achila means it has to happen within a tight time frame, and it has to happen within the amount of time that it takes to eat a pras. In other words, without the chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras, would I have thought that the achila has to happen literally b'vas achas? Or if I cared, I would have thought I have way more time. Is the chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras that I don't have to eat it in one shot? Or is the chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras that I have to eat it within a tight time frame? Albeit not in one shot, but at the same time within a tight time frame. From the Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, the way Rashi is being mefarished, that being that Eivim and Achai is a chiddush, ve'in l'chabay el l'chidushay, l'chayr v'slik. Therefore, what? You shouldn't say the halach of kizayis b'tei achilas pras. It's mavur that the Gemara holds that kizayis b'tei achilas pras is a chiddush in that You don't have to eat it in one shot. So being that there's a makom to say that by Eivim and Achai, you don't have the chiddush of Kizayis play Achilas Pras, so now you're going to go back to the status quo. What's the status quo? After Ita Achilu B'Vazachas. So much so, Chilka Mibachot. And then afterwards you ate it, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're going to be pot. From the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ayin Amad Aleph, it's mashma just the opposite. From the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Ayin Amad Aleph, it's mashma that being that Kizayis play Achilas Pras is a chiddush, and the whole parish of Nivlas Oiftar Bimetam Begadma Beis Abliya is a chiddush. So in the Chabay El Chiddush, you can't say the chiddush of Kizayu Tei Achilas Pras. Oh, you can't say the chiddush. So you have to now revert to the status quo. What's the status quo? I don't know. I feel the Yosim Mekdei Achilas Pras. I would have thought I had more time. Kamash Malan over there, the separate pasuk. So this stira over here, that was Oil al Shulchan Gedoyli Yisrael, that was Oil al Shulchan Melachim. The stira between Chulin Kuf Gimel and Zvachim Ayin is not just a stira in Gemara. It's a stira fundamentally in how that we would have understood Achila, were it not for the Chiddush of Kizayis Play Achilas Pras. From Chulin Kuf Gimel, it's Mavur, that were it not for the Chiddush of Kizayis Play Achilas Pras, you would have to eat it in one shot. Therefore, Eivim and Achai, which is Ein Lecha Bayel Chidushay, so you don't have the Chiddush of Kizayis Play Achilas Pras, I need to do an achil b'vasachas and chilka mibachutz, and afterwards you ate it, you're going to be potter. From Zvach and Dafayin, it's mashma just the opposite. From Zvach and Dafayin, it's mavur that without the chiddush of gzayis b'achilas pras, you would have as much time as you wanted. It's for that reason, nivlas oiftar, being that it's a chiddush, the Torah had to tell me a pasuk that you should know that don't say ein l'chabayah l'chidushah, that there is a loch of gzayis b'achilas pras. Because without that, I would have thought, revert to what the pashtus would have been, and what's the pashtus? I have all day, every day, can go ahead and to eat it. The bottom line is, l'chura, the svaras ha-gemaras, chulin daf kuf gimel amad beis, al pi habir shal rashi, and zvachim daf ayin amad aleph, is really the two svaras of this chakira ha-yadua, in terms of what would have been, what could have, should have been, were it not for the fact that there was a chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras. From chulin kuf gimel, it's mashma, that it would have, the definition of achila would have been one shot. From Zvach and Dafayin, it's mashma. The definition of achila would have been that you have a lot more time to eat this than you really thought you do. You know, there's a halacha that we're all familiar with. It's halacha. It's quoted in the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach, Simin Tov Ayin Hei. It's negated the halachas of the Leila Seder. The Magen Avraham says that lechatchila, when a person is mekayim the mitzvah of be'erev toichlu matzes, you should eat the matzah in one shot. You should try to swallow it mamish in one shot. Don't just eat it b'kizayis b'kdei achilas pras. You should eat it in one shot. And the Magen Avraham says v'chein mashma b'chulin soif perik zayin. And azayis mashma mesechtas chulin, the end of the seventh perik. Perikid hanasha, the tzarech levloya biyachad, that you should try to go ahead and you should try to eat it in one shot. And there's a tumult in Prima Garden. Where do you see in the end of Perikid hanasha? I mean, off the bat, we just learned the Gemara, there's a few suggestions and possibilities. If you take a look at the Machzah Shekel, Znok the Machzah Shekel, you know what the Magen Avraham meant when he said, Azoyis Mashma, in Soif Perik Zayin, the Mesach Teschulin. You know what he meant when he said, Azoyis Mashma, in the end of Perikid hanasha? What he meant to say was, he meant this Rashi. Because the Gemara said, what was the svara to say potter? And by the way, why did Rabbi Yochanan say halacha l'maisa, you're going to be potter? It's because being that kizayis b'tei achilas pras is a chiddush, ein lecha b'yel chidushay. So it could be by Eivim and Achai. I mean, being that Eivim and Achai is a chiddush, ein lecha b'yel chidushay, you're not going to have the halacha of kizayis b'tei achilas pras. What do you see from here? You see from Rashi that achila really means b'vasachas. Nor vos, there's a chiddush. There's a chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras. At kidei kach, even b'nachai, which is ein l'chabay el chidush adi, you don't have the chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras. But it's mavur that the perfect achila is really b'vasachas. There's a chiddush that you can eat it b'kizayis b'tei achilas pras. Said the Magen Avraham, it's a leap of faith, but said the Magen Avraham, if you find that the perfect achila on the chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras is eating it b'vasachas, I think when you sit down to be mekayim your mitzvah, of be'erev toichlu matzos, you should try to eat it b'vasachas. Why shouldn't you try to eat it b'vasachas? Because you should try l'chatchila to go ahead and do it in the perfect way, and don't rely on this kula of kizayis b'tei achilas pras. I saw some achrenim say that l'fi the Magen Avraham, I wonder what would be in the reverse. Let's say you have a chayla she'esh by sakana, where the halach is machila noisei akal akal, right? You give him whatever he needs in order to, besides for the gimel averes chamurois, to make it out alive. But if he has to eat machol sasuros, of course he would eat machol sasuros. Let's say the doctors say this chayv sheyesh bei sakana has to eat nevela. Like the Magen Avraham, it's Yitachin, there would be a maila for the chayla not to eat it bevas achas, but rather to eat it dafka because I the achilas pras. You can tell me what's the difference. Achilas achila. But just like the Magen Avraham said that it's mavur from Rashi, Chulin, Kufkim, Lama Beis, the way the Machzal Shakel explained it, that the perfect achila is one shot, and kizayis bekte achilas pras, using the term loosely, is a bidiyevid d'gachila. So when you're doing a mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah bidiyevid, you do the mitzvah l'chatchila. So too, when it comes to an avera, loisaseh, even though you're allowed to do it, but we know the rule is, machila noisei akal akal. You try to minimize the damage as much as possible. So why do the avera in the l'chatchila d'gaway if you could do it in the bidiyevid d'gaway? So don't eat the machalas nasuris b'vas achas, but rather eat it piecemeal. Eat a little bit, eat a little bit, eat a little bit. But the bottom line is, this is a famous Magen Avraham, and again, you know, the briskets are very mahadar in this Magen Avraham, not just with one kezayis, with two kezayisim too, but the bottom line is, this is a famous Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham's lashon is, it comes from Seif Perikid Anosh, it literally comes from today's daf, about Inzachis Pasha, that's all true. If you learn like is mavur in the Gemara over here, and then the Perikid Anosha, and that is that without the chiddush of kizayis b'tei achilas pras, you would have thought achila means eating it in one shot. There's a chiddush; you don't have to eat it in one shot. Oh, but lechatchila, eat it in one shot. That is the basis for this Magen Avraham. Oh, but kimavur in the other Gemara, the other sugya zvachim daf ayin amar aleph. There, it's mashma just the opposite. There, it's mashma that kizayis b'tei achilas pras is a chiddush that it has to be within that time frame of kizayis b'tei achilas pras. But what would have been without the chiddush kizayis b'achilas pras? You'd have all day maybe to eat it, or at the very least, you would have a longer time frame to eat it. You don't find anywhere that there's any hidur to eat it in bevas achas. Faker, the hidur is eat it b'kdei achilas pras, but you don't find any lechatchila achila where stam achilas bevas achas. If that's the case, to go ahead and just chow down your matzah b'leil Pesach, there'd be no makom. Magen Avraham said kimavu v'soiv perik zayin the Chulin. He didn't say kimavur besoif perik zayin de zvachim. He was mitzayim perikid anoshna. He wasn't mitzayim perikhatas oif. So again, this stira that Michas Chinuch brings in mitzvah gimel, in mitzvah kuf samach aleph, by the way, he brings in other places as well, that he says, kfar oila al shulchan melachim val shulchan g'day li Yisrael. We quoted the shulchan of the chsam soifer, and the shulchan of Reb Tzvi Ashchayes and other Gedolei Yisrael handled the shaila. What at first glance seems to be just a steer between two gemaras, but if you ma'ayin a little bit more, it's not just a steer between two gemaras. It's a fundamental steer. It seems to be a chakira hayudua of what could have, would have, should have been the definition of achila, were it not for the halacha kizayis b'achilas pras, and maybe a grace enough gemina lahalacha, maybe even two. The one for sure seemingly would be this Magen Avraham that's brought down in Hilchas Pesach, and maybe even another one when it comes to a chayla sheyesh by sakana, where there's an inyan machila. And I say, akal, akal, would there be a maila to not have him just chow it down with Azachas, tell him to eat it carefully and slowly, or not? Either way, there's another lumdisha related to the end of Perikid Anasha that we will save maybe for tomorrow.